Micah chapter 5.
Jerusalem, enemy troops have surrounded you. They have struck Israel's ruler in the face with a stick. Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah. But the Lord will choose one of your people to rule the nation. Someone whose family goes back to ancient times. The Lord will abandon Israel only until this ruler is born and the rest of his family returns to Israel. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. His people will live securely, and the whole earth will know his true greatness because he will bring peace. Let Assyria attack our country and our palaces. We will counterattack, led by a number of rulers whose strong army will defeat the nation of Assyria. Yes, our leaders will rescue us if those Assyrians dare to invade our land. A few of Jacob's descendants survived and are scattered among the nations. But the Lord will let them cover the earth like dew and rain that refreshes the soil. At present they are scattered, but later they will attack, as though they were fierce lions pouncing on sheep. Their enemies will be torn to shreds, with no one to save them. They will be helpless, completely destroyed. The Lord said,
"At that time I will wipe out your cavalry and chariots, as well as your cities and your fortresses. I will stop you from telling fortunes and practicing witchcraft. You will no longer worship the idols or stone images you have made. I will destroy them, together with the sacred poles and even your towns. I will become furious and take revenge on the nations that refuse to obey me."